as that's happening, that is when your body is recruiting the largest muscle fibers possible. Because let's go.
The most energetic, fit, and stress-resilient people on the planet practice daily habits to keep their hormones balanced, their gut healthy, and their muscles and mind strong. Welcome to That Fitness Couple. We're Mike and Corey Beth Lepowski, founders of Pure Physique.
This podcast is designed to provide you with everything we've discovered and continue to discover about nutrition, training, and lifestyle. Today, we all live hectic lives.
So we've made it our mission to make your fitness time efficient and to build you up. Hope you share and enjoy. Let's dive into today's episode. Let's go. Welcome back to our series on the seven principles of exercise. Today, we're diving into the second principle, intensity. Now, I think a lot of us have some misconceptions about intensity and what intensity actually means, and it's not going to the gym 9 days a week. So today, Mike is going to dive into this really meaty topic. Mike, lead us in with intensity and why it's important to training.
Absolutely. Well, first thing that we have to understand is that the term intensity, as we're looking at it, could also be interchanged with the other term effort. And that's essentially what we're talking about when we talk about intensity. And I say we, because if you talk to different people in the fitness industry, many will refer to intensity in different ways. Whereas we're talking about the momentary effort that somebody is exerting during an exercise. Someone else may be talking about the amount of weight lifted. And both of those things are important to this conversation. But I think if we dial it in early on and just give the listener an overview of what we mean by intensity, then we could start bringing in some of those other things like how much weight we're using or how much weight do we actually need to use in order to be effective. So as I was saying, the way we define intensity, it's the possible percentage of momentary muscular strength and volitional effort exerted. In very simple terms, that just means how hard are you working at this very moment? And you may think about when you're performing a set of an exercise, maybe the first few repetitions are not that difficult. So we would say that your intensity of effort in that moment is very low. But we know that as that set progresses, it gets more and more difficult, thus your intensity is rising.
I mean, that totally makes sense. I think when people hear intensity, they're like, oh my gosh, I got to get to the gym 9 days a week. I got to do CrossFit multiple times a day. And I'll be frank, I think that it turns a lot of people off from executing an exercise regimen, routine, or plan because they think they have to do so much. But one of the things that really drew me 15 years ago to Pure Physique was that it was half the time and double the results. And it had so much to do with the intensity at which I was working. It wasn't this just, you know, mediocre elliptical movement or this mediocre walk on a treadmill or using, you know, light dumbbells because I didn't want to get bulky. I mean, I really had no idea what I was talking about back then. So for, let's just say you or I walking into the gym, intensity is going to look really different. Talk to us about that.
Well, it can look different. I don't think it has to look really different. And the reason why I say that is when I use that word volitional effort, what I'm really talking about is intentional effort. And so you and I may walk in the gym. We could have the same intention in terms of how hard we're going to work. The only thing that may differ is what we actually have to do to work up to that intensity level. And that's going back to this conversation we'll have maybe a little later on about weight loads, in the sense that what I have to lift in order for an exercise to be very intense may be different from what you have to lift in order to make that exercise very intense.
That totally makes sense. Now, here's what I want to ask you. Why should someone train with high intensity?
Because ultimately, it's the demands that we're putting on our muscles and our body in general that dictates our results. So you've heard the cliche saying before, what doesn't challenge you doesn't change you. And that is 1000% true, most especially when it comes to our muscles. I think an example that I had given you maybe way back when we first started training was, Corey Beth, if I handed you this pencil and I told you to just keep doing bicep curls with it, nothing's going to happen. Like, yeah. Absolutely nothing's going to happen. And I know that's a ridiculous example. And most people are like, well, yeah, that makes sense. I'm not going to get stronger lifting a pencil. Yet they sort of take that same approach and that mindset into the gym with them, that they don't want to lift heavy. So for that reason, they never wind up utilizing a weight that challenges them. But here's the good news. You don't necessarily need to lift a very heavy weight in order to be challenged. But before we go into that, I think it's important that we go back to a conversation that we had in the first episode about individual differences. And we had established in episode number one of the series that it's the fast twitch and the mixed muscle fiber types that are most responsible for your increases in muscular size, strength, and just overall development. Now, here's the thing though. You can only recruit and utilize those muscle fibers if you're working at a high enough intensity. And this goes back to a very well-known principle in exercise science called Henneman's size principle. Now, the size principle states that the recruitment of muscle fiber types usually occurs in a preferential manner, and it's according to the size of the motor neuron supplying the fibers. So basically what this means in layman's terms is that your smallest muscle fibers are recruited first when the demands of the exercise are very low. But as an activity gets more and more difficult, we have to start recruiting those larger and larger muscle fibers because those are the ones that provide us with the power to push through, to lift heavier weight, to sprint faster. In fact, I always love using the example of sprinting in this case because if you were to think of going for a walk, while you're walking, your threshold, the amount of force you have to put out to walk is very low, right?
Right.
You're not working very hard at all. And in those instances, you're probably using your smallest muscle fibers available because the intensity of the work is very low, the effort's low. But if I told you, Corey Beth, now you have to go from a walk to a jog, does your effort increase?
Of course.
And as that effort's increasing, the size of the muscle fibers being used for that jog start to increase. But now let's just say a quarter mile down the road, I said, okay, now you're going to do an all-out sprint from here to that stop sign. At that point, you're putting forth your maximum effort, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
Oh, you better be.
Yes.
You're putting forth your maximum effort. And at this point, now we're starting to recruit those fast twitch muscle fibers. But now let's just throw one more wrench into it. You get to that stop sign, you got one more sprint to do, but this one's uphill. And now you're putting forth every ounce of energy that you have. And as you're climbing higher and higher up that hill, you probably find yourself slowing down. And as that's happening, that is when your body is recruiting the largest muscle fibers possible because it's almost like a survival mechanism. Your body doesn't want to stop. Your legs don't want to stop. Like you're trying to will yourself. There's that volitional part, that intentional part. You're trying to will yourself to get up that hill. But in order to do so, in order for your muscles to propel you, they need to call upon the strongest of the strongest muscle fibers. And only then, in that particular circumstance, are you actually recruiting those muscle fibers and training them to get stronger.
You're talking about this, and all I can think about is an ocean. And so bear with me on this analogy here. Like there's an ocean, right? And it's low tide, and there's these little like lapping waves. They move the little shells. Like that's people walking. Like they're not doing a whole lot for their body. And again, listen, walking is better than not walking. So don't get what I'm saying twisted. Like if you're doing nothing and you start with a walk, freaking awesome, good for you. But for people that are like, oh, you know, I walk and I do this many steps, like in my head, I'm always like, that's not enough. Like if you can do that, why not take it a step further? And as you watch, as the tide starts to come in, you know, we reach high tide, that's when those big shells come rolling in. Like we need big effort to move the big shells. The big shells are not going to come when there's this little like lapping, you know, tide at the shoreline. You're just going to get the little clamshells. And so the same is true of our body. Like if we actually want to make more change, we actually have to exert more effort.
Everything comes down to an as needed basis. You know, if those muscle fibers are needed, they're called upon. If they're not, they're not. I mean, it is literally that simple. And that's why it's so important, why we want to encourage people to put a focus on their intensity of effort.
So what is heavier better? Does it matter if it's heavier? Like talk to us about that.
Well, that's a great question. Because if you were to ask somebody, what do you have to do to make an exercise harder? They may say, I have to make it heavier. And while that's probably true, what the research shows us is that you don't have to go heavier than you're comfortable using in terms of weight loads in order to recruit those fast twitch muscle fibers. So this is going to tie back to that Henneman's size principle. You can get to those larger muscle fibers two ways. Way number one is pretty obvious. You lift a heavier weight because the moment your muscles sense that a weight is really challenging, it has to immediately start to recruit those larger muscle fibers. But say you're that person who's a little concerned about going too heavy, or you're just uncertain in general about using heavy weight loads, or you just don't like to use heavy weight loads. In that instance, can you still reach those fast twitch muscle fibers? Short answer, yes. But the way that you have to go about it is a little bit different. In that instance, you might be using a more moderate weight, but this is why we perform repetitions. You are going to repeat the movement as many times as it takes until that weight feels like you're lifting a heavier weight load. So again, in order to paint the picture for you, you go into the gym. Let's say you get on the leg press machine and you set the weight to what you believe is a moderate weight for you, something in which you can easily do 12 repetitions. So as you're moving from that first repetition to the second, to the third, to the fourth, to the fifth, and so on and so forth, again, your muscles are starting to fatigue. And as that fatigue sets in, your body doesn't know the difference between fatigue and just using a heavier weight. It just knows it needs to produce more force in order to get to the next rep or to complete that next rep. And when you finally reach that repetition 10, 11, and you're straining, you're struggling, you know, you're trying to move that resistance fast, but you can't, that's when you are recruiting those larger muscle fibers. Now, if you take it a step further and don't stop just when you hit 12, just when it gets difficult, but rather you keep pushing to the point until you cannot push any longer, until your muscles physically are incapable of moving that resistance, that's when you've worked to your max capacity. That's what we would call 100% intensity. From an outside view, what you're really doing is you're training to what we call momentary muscular failure.
I mean, that totally makes sense. And the first time I ever did that was with you. And I was like, whoa, I don't need to spend 2 hours in the gym. Like, this is so much better. It's more efficient. It's more effective. And I'll be honest, like in the beginning, I didn't really know how I felt about lifting heavier weights. But I think like anything else, you can adapt to it. You get used to it. And for me, I really enjoy that challenge where, you know, I'm now cranking up the weights on a couple of my different exercises. It feels so good, you know?
It does. And I just love watching the progression of somebody who maybe they're not comfortable initially with lifting heavier weights, but yet you can show them how they can actually work really hard and be just as effective as if they were lifting heavier weights.
I love that you shared that. I actually watched a brand new person walked into one of our facilities this morning. I was there overseeing, you know, I was getting my workout in, and she was like, you know, really 30 minutes, like really, really 30 minutes. That's it. And she went on the training floor, trainer took her through the full set of exercises. And she was like, oh my gosh, like, I can't believe what I did in 30 minutes. I mean, like she was ready to walk out. And it wasn't that she was falling over. It wasn't that she was exhausted, like all these misconceptions that we have in our head about what it's going to be like, how painful it is and all this. She felt amazing, you know, and this is not someone that was accustomed to working out regularly or lifting heavy weights. I think she was a walker, you know, she walked. And this was like, you saw the excitement in her. I'm like, just wait till later. Like, you're going to feel so good. You know, it's, what does this do for us? I know this is not kind of like where we're going with this, but like, what does it do for us mentally to push ourselves in this way?
I love this question because what I've always felt is the big advantage of training in this fashion, training to momentary muscular failure or really close, or just simply training with a high degree of effort, your highest degree of effort. From a mental standpoint, I think this becomes a frame of reference for all the other hard things that you do in your life. If you can do this, if you can push through your discomfort, if you can push your muscles to their max, and by max, I don't mean lifting the maximum amount of weight, but literally pushing them until they can't do any more work. What else can you do? Mm-hmm. What else can you push through? And I think that's from a mental standpoint, the biggest advantage of training at a high intensity.
Hey, we hope you're enjoying our show and finding it valuable. If you could do us a quick favor, it would mean the world to us. Please take a moment to rate and review our podcast on your favorite platform. Your reviews help us reach more people and share our message. Plus, we'd love to hear your feedback. Thanks for being awesome and supporting us. Now, back to the show.
Now, if you don't mind, I do want to just go back for a moment and just explain one thing that is always eye-opening to a newcomer, like the client you were just describing before. Their perception of what it takes to be effective with their exercise has more to do with how much they're doing and not how hard they're doing it. So when you take this person who, say, has experience in the gym, they're used to going in the gym and doing their three sets of 10, three sets of 15, and you know they get to that 15th rep, but yet they still had five more reps left in them and they just put the weight down. When you say to that person, you know what, we're just going to do one set, but we're not going to stop until you can no longer lift that weight. So that 15 rep set becomes, say, a 22 rep set. I mean, it's extreme and nobody likes doing 22 reps. It's a high amount of reps and that's going to cause a lot of discomfort, but you get the idea. Just simply pushing to the point at which you cannot do anymore. Doing that one set will do more to stimulate strength and muscular gains than your three sets of 15 where all the sets were stopped well short of what you're capable of doing.
I agree with that so much. I mean, that was me. I did like, you know, three sets of 10 reps, but you're always holding some reserve in the tank. And for me at that point, pre-Pure Physique, it was just do the 10, get through the 10, but like hold out because you have 10 more and then hold out again because you have 10 more. And it's funny. I mean, for a lot of people, and I'll just point to myself, I never changed. Like my body just always looked the same. But when you were like, can you do, I don't know, like 16 reps? And I was like, ooh, all right. And that's it. Like I had a tendency to push myself harder because I didn't have to keep anything in the tank. It was like, go all out and not in a crazy way that's like not sustainable. But I was like, I'm going to go for this. I was like, oh, I don't need to use like 3 pound dumbbells. Like, cool. You know, I could press 50 pounds now. This is amazing. I think that it's also a confidence builder too. I want to say a lot of the women and the men too, across all of our facilities are like, oh my gosh, like I got stronger. I can't believe I could lift that amount. I never thought I could. I mean, I especially love when people come in for their first workout and the trainer's working with them like, oh, I don't know if I could do that. And they're like, yeah, you can, right? Because we can see what they look like. We can see how they perform on other exercises and like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did it. I agree so much about that mental piece, just revisiting that. We literally have greater belief in ourselves. I mean, when you, the listener, like think about like something really hard that you had to go through, you know, it changes us. And I love the fact that we can walk into the gym 2 or 3 days a week and literally be changed in a positive way every single time because there's this growing belief that I am stronger. And not to say that you have to increase your weight every single time, but it's after you finish an intense workout like this, you feel so darn good.
Can I add one more piece?
Yes, yes.
Mental piece that I think is awesome that, you know, you're kind of triggering my thoughts around. And that is, we have to go into the gym or into our workout in general with a different mindset. And I think about when you describe how you used to, you know, do only enough so that you can then do the next set and then the next set. That is how most people approach the gym. They have an amount of time that they believe they're supposed to be working out for, and their goal is to make it to the end of the time. Whereas if the objective were to say, how many demands can I place on my muscles today, right? That's the goal. It's not how long can I do this for, how much can I do. It's what degree of demands can I place on my muscles? That is a focus of keeping effort at the forefront. That's what we're trying to do here, is we want to put effort at the forefront, whereas most people put it either secondary or tertiary, right? It's what's more important to them is how long is my workout? How many days a week do I work out? And then effort comes in somewhere around like third place in terms of importance. Whereas this approach says, okay, we're going to put the demands on your muscles, your effort at the forefront. And then based on how hard you work and your ability to recover from that workout, then we'll talk about how much more we should be doing in a workout or how often we should be training.
I mean, that totally makes sense. And that is my next question. So we're going to put forth more effort. Are we still able to keep up with, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 days a week of training?
Well, this is the part that's going to get somebody out there really upset. That is,
it always gets people upset. You're not allowed to train 7 days a week.
No, you're not going to be able to train as frequently. But remember, the goal is not to train frequently. The goal is to stimulate your muscles to get stronger. If you want more muscle tone, stop focusing on how many days a week you're working out and focus on how hard you're working out. Because there is a relationship between intensity, volume, and frequency. So how hard you lift, how many sets you're doing or how long your workout is, and how often that you're doing it. Those three things, there is a what we call an inverse relationship between them, meaning when one goes up, the other two almost have to come down. And if not right away, definitely over time. So what this looks like is if you're the person who right now is saying, okay, I'm going to give this effort thing a try. Currently, I work out 4 days a week. And when I go and I do my weightlifting, I do it for about an hour, 45 minutes to an hour. So the first thing that you're going to have to do if you want to train at a higher intensity level is you're probably going to have to do less. You're not going to pace yourself for the marathon. You are literally going for an all-out sprint. And what that looks like in terms of your sets is instead of putting all your effort and energy, or again, lack thereof, into these three sets where you're doing just a moderate intensity with a moderate amount of weight, but stopping well short of what you're capable of, go into it with the mindset of, I'm going to do one set, but I'm going to do this set with everything I have. And I'm not going to stop until my muscles cannot physically move the resistance. When you've done that, what's going to happen is you're not going to be able to do as many sets as you normally do. And the amount of fatigue that you create may make it necessary for you to take an extra day off from training. But when you do that, when you provide your muscles the proper stimulus and give them enough time to recover from that stimulus, that's when we tend to see the best results.
I mean, that's almost relieving, I think, in some ways, because I personally believe that so much of what we've seen, magazines, movies, stories, it's like, you got to do more, you got to do more. And I think in a lot of ways, it's almost relieving to think, I don't have to do so much more. It's like getting more bang for your buck out of a smaller one. And I don't know why I relate a lot of this stuff back to laundry. I guess it's because, you know, I'm the main one doing it in this house. But what I will say, you're great at folding. But what I will say is, you know, it's almost like doing a wash multiple times a day with like just one little pair of socks in it. That's like, you know, the frequency of like doing it again and again and again. It's at a point when like you want to do a whole outfit or like three outfits at once, like you're not going to have to use the wash machine as many times. And the reason I'm bringing this up is a lot of people will complain about overuse injuries. And I believe when they're like in the gym 7 days a week, you know, pushing, never giving themselves that amount of recovery, I wonder, kind of like a washing machine, like just do one big load or a medium size load even, right? Like you don't have to put all of your stuff in it because you don't want to stress the washer, but like just do one good solid one. It's like one good solid workout instead of like going every single day and putting that stress on yourself mentally and physically to just make this whole washing machine go for a freaking pair of socks. Like it's not even doing that much.
And we're definitely going to dive deeper into that concept when we get into volume and frequency. But you're absolutely right that, you know, ultimately we want to train our bodies in a way to reduce that wear and tear. And the best way to do that is to do the least amount of work necessary to get the best result. And that is why we put the focus first on intensity, because only when you're training at that high intensity can you make it necessary to do less overall work.
I love that. I got a couple more questions just for those, you know, maybe they're rehabbing an injury, maybe mentally they just need a break. And too, I'm just going to say anybody with like handicaps, elderly, I hate calling them elderly, like we're seasoned, right? Seasoned people. What advice would you give to them when it comes to this type of training in terms of intensity?
Well, here's the thing is that intensity, just like everything else, is variable. As much as I'm encouraging everyone to go out and to train as hard as they can, I'm not just telling you to train haphazardly. I'm just saying to train hard, to intentionally put forth more effort into the work that you're doing. There are instances where people should be training what I would say sub-failure, meaning falling short maybe two or more reps of reaching that point of momentary muscular fatigue. And that would be in the instances where somebody needs more recovery time. So maybe they've placed so much stress on their body from exercise or just have additional stress on themselves from work, family, any other, you know, outside situation. Anything that increases the amount of stress on us makes it a lot harder for us to recover from our workouts. So there could come a point where, because of all of these external stressors, if we're also going into the gym and going at 1,000% intensity, well, we might not recover from those workouts, especially if we're not adjusting the amount that we're doing in the workout or how many days a week we're training. So in those instances, maybe it is better to cut yourself a little bit short, you know, give yourself a little rest, so to speak, not push it to the nth degree. But I'm going to be honest, I think most people don't have that problem. I think more people have the problem of not going hard enough. But the other situations where it may be necessary to decrease your effort, your intensity, would be if just you need a mental break. I mean, there were times where I can remember training so hard for so long that I would actually get nervous going into a workout, nervous that I wasn't going to hit a personal best or even hit what I did the previous workout. And that was like mentally draining. So in those instances, that's a good indicator that you need to take a step back. Of course, if somebody's injured or they have some type of physical limitation, that going to that degree of effort could result in them potentially doing the exercise wrong and straining themselves or manipulating their body in a way that's going to exacerbate their injury, then in that case, better to stop short of failure. Then we have, you know, you mentioned the elderly, and yeah, I don't like referring to them as elderly or aging population, we'll say. For them, the ability to recover from really high intensity workouts is less. And so, not that they can't train to failure, because I've had plenty of people who I have trained to momentary muscular fatigue for all their sets within a workout who are in their 70s. So it's not an issue of capability, but there is the issue of tolerance, meaning can you tolerate that and recover from that? So if somebody's goal is to just simply be more active and be able to do more things, you also don't want to push them to the point at which, well, now they can't do those other things because they're still too busy trying to recover from that one workout they did this week. So in those instances, there are times in which it's better to scale back the intensity.
I love that. And one of the things that I always hear you and staff in our location say is if you're going to fail in good form. You know, don't do something that's going to make you pull a muscle or, you know, twist a joint in a way that's not good or healthy for someone's body. It's if you're going to fail in good form. Don't contort your body to get the rep in, like just fail.
And that's why it's so important to draw this distinction around what intensity really is and what it looks like. Because as I said, those who say intensity is how much weight you use, somebody's going to say, well, I can't do that. That's going to be unsafe for me, or I don't feel comfortable doing that. And I totally get that. But in this instance, we can train with that lighter weight, as we said. We can stay focused on form, and simply reaching failure is nothing more than being incapable of moving that resistance the same way you did in the beginning, right? And moving it in good form. So even a gross breakdown, I'm going to say, in form, in my estimation, would be reaching that point of momentary muscular fatigue.
I love this. This conversation, I think, was so beneficial. If you could sum this up in a sentence, remind us again, what is intensity and why is it important?
So your intensity is the amount of momentary effort, intentional effort that you are putting into your exercise.
Click the link in our show notes to discover your fitness personality type today.
Thanks for tuning in. If you're a busy working parent like us, you understand the daily challenges. Our mission is to make exercise and nutrition simple and exciting, helping you and your family thrive even on the busiest days. We've got a fantastic free 5-day online challenge that's tailor-made for super busy people like you.
If you like a high-vibe workout environment with professional coaching, swing by one of our franchise studios for a free intro workout.
Check the show notes for details or head on over to purephysique.com when you have a moment. We know those moments are rare.
Until next time, lift weights, eat meat, and never forget, you were created on purpose for a purpose.
See, to me, you go in the health club, you see all these people and they're working out and they're training and they're getting in shape. But the strange thing is nobody's really getting in shape for anything. The only reason that you're getting in shape is that so you can get through the workout. So we're working out so that we'll be in shape for when we have to do our exercise.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.